Okay. I've probably known Jim as long as anybody else in this room, maybe longer. And I do take a certain amount of credit for saying to him many years ago, how come you write poems about everything but what you do as a cop? I said again, how come you write poems about everything except what you do as a cop? You've got more stories than probably anybody else I know. I won't say I'm the person who made him do it, but I kept asking that question, and finally he did it. And I'd like to read a couple of those.
Good to see you back in Oakland, Ed.
Thank you. This is one of Jimmy's poems. It's really a heartbreaker. It's called Some Men Just Can't Get Laid. Stritt was on vacation. Joe So, without partner, took over all the details. Decided it's a free-running vice night. Joe So went to buy some coochie from the ladies of pleasure. He had the best car, a BMW with tinted windows, a big stereo. So he cruises the Ave cool-like. He had $20 bills hanging from every pocket. Now we're his backup, watching him cruising, almost like he's trolling for trout. He's smiling, stupid, wearing his designer baseball shirt. 16 pounds, overweight, tight, blue jeans, and he's waving to every lady with an ass. Now he rolls up on Teflon Tina. She keeps walking, and she's shaking her thing at every car that passes, except she's kind of playing hard to get. And Joe So starts a honking, anxious, waving nitwit like hard-on. Teflon Tina, hip shaking back, gets in the Beamer. And she asks Joe So, how's it going? He says, really bad day. And I'm really uncomfortable in my tight jeans. Really lonely. Have all these 20s and no one to take shopping. Teflon says, let's get a drink, Mr. Lonely. Joe So says, that's not what I had in mind. Teflon Tina says, you think I'm a streetwalker? Joe So says, well. Teflon opens the door, jumps out with First Communion conviction. Well, you asshole, your day is worse. I ain't that kind of woman. Mr. Tight Jeans, go home and beat yourself silly. Turning her ass to him, she slams the door. Joe So pulls away slowly, like he's driving in a parade, all red face, fluster. Everyone with street is staring at him, and all the ladies with asses are staring, as if you just farted in church. Teflon Tina standing back on the corner, giving Joe So a double thumb nose like she's playing a trumpet. And then all the ladies with asses start to nose thumbing, and a couple dolls lifted their skirts, slapping him the moon. The night belongs to the ladies. Joe So meets up still red-faced, asking, what did I do wrong? And we all said, Teflon is usually obliging, but some men with tight jeans just can't get laid. not in a $2 whorehouse with a pocket full of 20s. And all they do is raise the price of cooch. And it was something to see the thumbing noses and ladies slapping you the blues. We call it a rap. No harm, no foul. And keeping the price of pussy down for the needy. Joe So went home, probably beat himself silly, and hoping Strit gets back to work. And Teflon Tina, well, she was a lady tonight. <That's> And another one. Both of these are from the Secret Society of Dog. This is called Dying Man. We grabbed him. 6 bags of heroin, a pocket full of money. He was with another guy, we think a homo. We arrest him for the dope, send his boyfriend packing. We decide to take him for the collar. Can see he's sick, the color of paste yellow. We cuff him in front. He tells us, I'm sick. I got HIPO, A, B, C, and D, and HIV. My lungs are bleeding. He starts crying. I just want to die. We take him to the car. He starts vomiting, heaving, falls on the ground, spit down his chin, his chest, tears falling onto the cuffs. Just let me die. He falls on the cement, starts to pound his head, coughs a big ball of phlegm, coughing, gagging, wiping his mouth with his hands onto the cuffs. Ikey Ike said, we should take a picture of this. Show this to kids. You want to use drugs, kids? Look what it'll get you. Lying on the sidewalk, throwing up your guts, crying in the rain. A, B, C, and D. HIV. In your own puke. And no one wants to touch you. Ikey Ike snaps on rubber gloves, takes off the cuffs. We called an ambulance. They come and stand in the rain, take a report. They refuse to touch him. They leave, quick as they arrived. We yell, now what do you want to do with a dying man? As they drive away, take him to jail. We didn't take him to jail. Instead, we turned him over to his sister. She is also dying of HIV positive, and her lungs are bleeding. I go home, strip butt naked on the porch, take a hot shower, and brush my teeth with alcohol. I say a prayer to my head, in my head, wishing I was a horse. God, I wish we were all horses, thinking when I was young, everyone could be a horse, thinking that man is going to die alone. It just doesn't seem right. God, even horses shouldn't die alone. I spit the alcohol into the sink and wipe my face clean. And it's always seemed to me that this and other poems of Jimmy's in a couple of minutes, you know, are worth hours of shit on television about crime. So I'm going to read one. No, it's okay. I'm going to read one of my own. This is for a pen pal of mine, a gay poet named Cole Miller Daniels, who has published very widely in magazines, and he has this curious tick. Every poem of his refers to, in some way or another, a big dick. It's really quite remarkable to be able to do it that often. In praise of Carl Miller Daniels, who uses the phrase big-dicked in nearly every one of his poems, not absent-mindedly, but as a kenning, like wine-dark sea in the Homeric epics. Thus, Carl refers to a medical patient as a colossally big-dicked young man, to big-dicked teenage boys, a big-dicked cowboy, as well as many big-dicked young men in his American Arcadia, where these hefty members are actively employed in doctor's offices, in barns, an encounter with Santa, the town of Warm Yogurt, Virginia, while harvesting grapes, in a prayer room, once in the kitchen, with a drippy candy-covered wooden spoon in one hand, and once with a black-and-white banded kingsnake while watering flowers in a garden. The Latin playwright Terence said, "I'm human, so nothing human is alien to me." And what sourpuss wouldn't smile at Carl's happy and perhaps slightly tongue-in-cheek fantasies? Equally remarkable, his extended praise of jism, and his broad physiological optimism. It's the first poem I've written in a long time. It rhymes at the end. I'm very proud of it. Okay, thank you.